Well, Coach, what a match last night, and full day for you guys with Tristan and also the consolation matches. And got to talk about 144. Wow. Watched it last night. Amazing. You knew it was going to be tough against the Bennington kid, but 6-2 the final, and what a match. Tristan punches his ticket on to a state championship match. What a thrilling match that was for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great match. You know, it lived up to its hype. You know, it was the third time that Tristan had wrestled the kid from Bennington this year, and you know, they were 1-1 against each other going into last night, and you know, we knew it was going to be a hard fought match, but definitely a match that Tristan could win. You know, and we just told him that, you know, he had to win the takedown battles, and you know, fortunately for us, it went our way, and you know, came right down to the wire. It was a little bit closer than what we wanted it to be at the end. You know, it was very close to possibly having to go to overtime, but Tristan was able to secure the takedown in the last few seconds of the match, and instead of it being tied up, he ends up winning 6-2. And, you know, he felt really good after that match. You know, obviously, he was super excited and pumped up. You know, he's just a sophomore. And, you know, last year he placed as a freshman, getting sixth place. And his goal this year was, you know, to do better than last year down here at the state tournament. And he's obviously doing that so far. And so, you know, we're super excited for Tristan. This is going to be a real special moment for him, and you know, all of his teammates and the fans that are down here are really excited for him, and it was just a great evening overall, you know, for Tristan and everybody that was down here.
Coach, get a rematch with Omaha Scott's Tyler Harrell. We saw that match once again at the Graff Event Center last week in the district, and I see Harrell with a 3-2 win over Drew White of Cozad and a nail biter there. So here we go. The rematch is going to take place, isn't it?
Yep. Another rematch from the district final just a week ago. You know, unfortunately, that match didn't go our way. You know, the kid from Omaha Scut, Tyler Harrell, is the returning state champ. They're both sophomores, and you know, we've been able to watch him down here at the state tournament the last few days, and you know, we're going to go into it with the best game plan that we think possible, and you know, under the big lights down here at Omaha in front of the big crowd, sold out crowd, you know, anything is possible, and you know, we're just going to go out there and whatever happens, happens. And, you know, we're just going to go out there with the mindset of trying to score as many points as we can. And, you know, Tristan's a very smart wrestler. And, you know, he'll go out there and, you know, give it his all, obviously. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And, you know, the pressure is on the Omaha Scut kid. He's the defending state champ. And, we're kind of the underdog, and so we have nothing to lose. And so it should be a fun and hopefully an exciting match for everybody in the crowd and everybody watching at home.
Your other kids, Coach, give it a shot yesterday. Spencer Steinbeck came awfully, awfully close to getting into a chance to wrestle today for a medal. Just a match away, didn't he?
Yep. Spencer had a great day yesterday coming back through in the consolations. Winning his matches in the morning, beat a very good wrestler, Joe Stein, from Grand Island Northwest, you know, a kid that was predicted to a place down here, won a very close match in overtime, and, you know, Spencer felt really, really good about himself, you know, after that match, gutting it out, and, you know, we were really excited for Spencer as well. And he got a rematch last night against the kid from Sydney. And, you know, it came right down to the wire. You know, Spencer had his opportunity to pick up the pin. But unfortunately, the kid was able to get off his back. And, you know, later on in the match, he ended up putting Spencer on his back, and Spencer wasn't able to get away. But, you know, I think this is going to be huge for Spencer in motivating him for the future. You know, coming that close to getting a state medal, I know that that's something that he really wanted, but he's just going to use it as motivation going further. You know, Spencer's just a sophomore, and, you know, he's got 2 years ahead of him, and so it's going to be really fun and exciting to see, you know, how he develops going further. But, you know, we were really pleased with how he wrestled, not just last night, but, you know, the entire tournament overall.
Tice, Jack, and Quentin all give it a shot in their weight classes. Just, you know, the consolation rounds are tough as well, and just lost some tough ones, didn't they?
Yep. You know, those three guys, all three of them went out there with the mindset, you know, that they were just going to give it everything that they had. You know, this was Jack and Tice's first time down here, and, you know, it was a great experience for them, even though they didn't win any matches. You know, they got a taste of what it's actually like down here, and, you know, they got to take it all in. And, you know, I think they're going to remember these 3 days and the environment that they were in, and, you know, in the off season and in the seasons coming up ahead, they're going to know what they're working for. And so it's going to be a great motivation tool, hopefully, for both of those guys moving forward. And then, you know, Quinn Terry, this was his second time being down here. He's a two-time state qualifier now. And, you know, even though he didn't win a match, you know, that's a feather in his cap that he can say, you know, that he was a two-time state qualifier. And, you know, just like the other guys, Quinn went out there and gave it everything that he had, but, you know, ran into some tough competition going forward. You know, it's a great experience for him, and this can be used as a motivation tool as well.
Your two Bison girls down there as well. Amika picked up a win yesterday, lost her consolation round number two, and then Kaylee went out in the first round consolations. Great experience for those two young ladies as well.
Yeah, you know, it was both of them, their first time down here at the state tournament. Mika had never even actually been to the state tournament. Kaylee had been down here to watch her older brother Reed in the past, and so it was just a great experience for both of them to actually be on the mat competing in an environment like this. They gained a lot of good experience wrestling in these matches in this environment. Mika was actually able to pick up a win in a very exciting match where she was on her back for over 30 seconds, but she fought her way out and ended up pinning her opponent. And she actually, in her second match, had her opponent on her back as well and almost got the pin in that match too, but wasn't able to get the pin. And unfortunately, later on, she got pinned in that match, but she came very close in her first state tournament to a wrestling on Friday night in the heartbreak round. And, you know, now she knows what she's working for going forward. And, you know, both of them, I know, really enjoyed their time down here and their experience. And I know that they're hungry to get back down here once again next year.
Finally, Coach, we got to talk about the dibs. Boy, wow, you were dressed to kill on Friday night, Friday the entire day. Wow, your fashion statement is showing once again for the state tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, it's become a thing. When I show up on a Friday night, a lot of people want to know, you know, what I'm wearing on Friday night, what the suits looking like, and you know, I wear the shoes all 3 days, and you know, I get lots of comments and compliments throughout the 3 days, and especially Friday night. And it's getting harder and harder to outdo myself, but you know, my wife Nikki and I, we work on it throughout the season, and that's what we came up with last night, and you know, maybe I'll put something together today, you know, for the finals.
I was just gonna say, you got something whipped up really, really special today, don't you?
I've been thinking about it. What I can put together, and we'll see what I can do.